What happened? Did you tell him?
Like always, we didn't listen to each other.
He probably said you have no share. Said, your dad's problem is me. If you forget about me, you will have everything.
Really? It looks like we won't be able to solve our problems the easy way.
What do you mean?
I have to find some things out about my dad's past. I think it might help us.
That's good. Find out about your dad's past, and I will go solve my problems.
Bida, I promise to do whatever I can for you. Hey, hello, Sasan. I want to sell my share in the shop.
Who do you want to sell it to?
I don't know. To you, to Mehran.
I'm trying to sell it myself. So do you want to buy it?
Sasan, would you stop messing about? I'm being serious.
Arrange for me to see Mehran today or tomorrow.
Leave it for later.
There's no later. You've sold everything. You're leaving.
Oh, go on. Go and tell everybody so
they all know what I'm up to. Is there someone there with you?
I won't tell anyone. Why don't you get it? Give me Mehran's number. I'll call him myself.
Okay, later. I'm busy. Talk to you later.
So when it sells, 20 of the money you need will be ready.
Is your friend going abroad?
Yeah, but I don't know why he's so worried and doesn't want anyone to find out. I have to go and see Layla.
Here is 15,000.
Sir, could you put it into an envelope? Hello, Mehran, how are you? Oh, I'm okay. How are you? Look, Mehran, Saeed called. He was in a state. Well, you can't blame him. He's like me. He wants his money. So why don't you just give it to them? But Mehran, how long do we have to wait? Goodbye. Here are all your dollars.
Who was it?
Who was it? Saeed, of course. He calls me 1,000 times a day.
The next time he calls, I'll answer it. I want to tell him I found a job for him.
Yeah, but Saeed's problem is not just work. He has 1,000 problems. How about I turn the mobile off? Then we can both relax.
The mobile is set off. Please try again later. The mobile.
You think you're so clever. I'll show you who you're up against.
What is it, Yavar? You look down. You're not yourself today.
You know what, Mashrahim? Sometimes I think to myself that no one likes me at all.
Who says they don't like you? Everyone likes you. What do you mean by that, Yavar?
You see, I came to Tehran to become a singer, huh? But look what happened, I fell in love. Truth is, nobody asks what's happening with me or how I really feel inside. Mashrahim, in the end, I'll leave. I'll just get up and go.
Where do you want to go, son? Whenever I talk to you, say, I'm going. Drink your tea, you'll feel better, and then you'll sing us a song, okay?
Either you're simple or you think I am, Mashrahim.
Drink up.
Hello.
Oh, hello there, Saeed. What have you come here for this time?
I have to speak to Layla. Where is she?
Speak to Layla? Yavar, didn't Layla tell you to lock this door?
Believe me, I locked it. Let me see, Saeed. How on earth did you get in?
The door was open.
Well. That's great. Oh, no. So this time it's plain to see that you are really in love. God help us all.
You really know how to make me look small, huh?
What's going on here, Yavar?
How do I know? From the moment Saba came back, every day something happens.
Saba has come here?
Didn't you know? Your dad found her and brought her here.
Really? So where has Layla gone to now?
Your dad came here and took her.
What?
I mean, Mr. Karimi came and went out with Miss Layla. That's it.
That's better.
Hello.
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 How are you? I'm very happy to see you. As the saying goes, if a problem can be solved easily, why should anyone want to make it difficult? So how's Saba? How is my daughter?
They're well, as long as you don't bother them.
She is still my wife.
Not anymore.
We already spoke to each other and reached an agreement. There was no need to trouble Mr. Karimi.
Oh, it's no trouble. I've postponed everything else I have to do until this problem is solved.
All right, then. Now I am here. Please give me the checks and promissory notes.
Before giving you the checks and promissory notes, we have to make some things very clear.
What things?
The question of the land.
What do you mean?
You have to sort out Layla's half of the land.
We've gone back to where we started.
Well, this agreement starts from the beginning as it happens.
Listen, sir. Layla and I have talked about this and reached an agreement.
Eh? When you say you've talked about it, you mean you've created fear and terror for Sabah. That's what you mean. I was a witness when your men wanted to kidnap Hasti.
I beg your pardon, sir. We have come here to sort out our problems and certainly not to add to them. If you don't mind, Layla and I will continue this conversation privately.
I asked Mr. Karimi to come with me.
Very well. So you've brought your bodyguard with you. But usually bodyguards stand to the side and let the two parties do business. They don't butt in and interfere.
Well, we share the same opinion.
And there you have it.
Where are you going, Saeed?
I really want to be able to talk to Saba now.
Excuse me, but I simply cannot allow you to do that. I'll be held responsible, if you don't mind.
Would you not mess about, Yavar? I have a question I want to ask Layla, but as she's not here, I'll ask her daughter. What's the problem? Excuse me. Sorry to trouble you. I'm Said.
What do you want?
Mr. Karimi's son? I used to work here with your mother. I've come to talk to her, but it seems she's gone out with my father.
Call her on her cell.
No, I want to talk to you now. Can I sit down? First of all, I have to say I'm really happy to see you. I'm sure that during the time you were away from your mother, you must have suffered a lot. You see, how can I say this? Many years ago, my father and your mother wanted to get married. It didn't happen, so I wanted to know the reason why. I thought maybe you could tell me.
Why do you ask such a question?
Because I thought that maybe after all these years, they'll be able to get together. I mean, marry each other.
My mother said that you were the reason they found each other again.
Yes, unfortunately.
I just know that they loved each other very much.
Right, exactly. But what I don't understand is, how come someone likes another, and they really love each other, but they don't get married? That's what I want to know now.
Why don't you ask them yourself?
By them, you mean my father. No, we can't talk to each other at all. We say a couple of things and argue for 2 hours. We just can't put up with each other.
Are you worried about yourself or your father?
Of course I'm worried about them. Two people who want to get married should be compatible, don't you think?
In your opinion, they're not?
Well, if they were, they would have married all those years ago.
That wasn't the reason.
So you know then, there is just one thing I want to say about my father. His behavior is a bit weird. Love and hate, friendship and enmity sometimes get mixed up. I mean, he might get up and leave someone he really likes all of a sudden. Look, the bottom line is, I'm against them getting married.
Why?
Do you agree to it?
I think that they care for each other more now.
Well, that might be the case, but now things are different. Now they have grown-up kids like me and you.
But I understand that she wants to live her life. She has already done enough for me as a mother.
You're very nice.
Why are you so against it?
Faithfulness.
What does that mean?
That's a good question. Look, my father really liked your mother. One day, right, he left her and came and married my mother, who is dead now. And now again. I know it's difficult. Listen carefully to this bit. Now he's being unfaithful to my deceased mother again. He's going back to the first woman in his life, which I think is bad.
So to you, your father remarrying means being unfaithful to your deceased mother?
Exactly.
But they have the right to live. You can't really know how lonely they are.
They're not lonely at all. Let me tell you something. If they want to get married, first they must have their children's consent. I mean, yours and mine, of course. I don't agree, and I'm sure you, deep down, you're not happy.
Before anything else, I want you to divorce my daughter.
And then give the money back for the land you sold.
I am prepared to give you some of that money.
As you can see, she knows exactly what she wants.
I also know exactly what I want. I want my child back.
No, you don't want your child. You're using your child as leverage to get money that isn't yours.
Now you listen here. I cannot hand over my child to the care of a psychopathic mother.
It's you who are the psycho.
I didn't say that. The doctor said that.
It's a misery that you brought on her.
If Sabah doesn't see you for a while, she will soon be given a clean bill of health. Layla, dear, let's go.
That's it. This was our last friendly meeting. I will see to it that you and your daughter regret this. I will bring you down.
Listen here. You can't do a damn thing. From now on, Layla and Sabah are not alone.
Oh, yes. And then it'll be your turn, Mr. Bodyguard.
Looking forward to it.
Get out of here. I'll have you on your knees.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. You said you don't have time. Have you changed your mind?
You said you were in trouble and in a hurry, so I've come to help you, Sasa. You didn't even ask me to come to your house.
I can't call it a house. It's a 45 square meter cage without furniture, you know. I was too embarrassed to even invite you.
No problem.
Well, I'll soon be on my way, and you haven't even invited me to your office.
Our work is not something done in an office. Look, Said has forgotten about the interest on the shop. He wants his money back, huh?
He's thinking about marrying Beta now.
Well, well. And I'm sure that because of Beta, he's having trouble with his dad.
Yeah. When do you want to give him his money?
Give me his number. I'll get in touch with him.
Why do you want his number?
I want to talk to him.
Well, if it's about the shop, I think I should be there too, you know.
And if it's not?
Well, then I don't think there's anything else left. You know very well Said is a bit bad-tempered. I think it would be better if I'm there.
There's nothing going on. I just want to see him and don't want him to think I'm running away from him or anything like that.
Yes. And your address. I'll have it sent to you.
Hello. Hello, my dear.
Hello, hello.
Is everything
hello.
Okay?
I'm well.
You're doing very well.
Thanks.
What is it? Yavar asked you to come and stand here?
No, I wanted to. I was fed up, so I thought I'd come
Good
here.
Good for you. Come here, my dear. She'll fall off here. So I'll go to the kitchen and have a look.
So, till tomorrow, goodbye.
Thank you.
Not at all.
Let's go, sweetie.
My dear, goodbye now.
Excuse me, Mr. Karimi. What happened? Did you see Mehran?
Yeah. We spoke for 1 or 2 hours.
And?
God willing, it'll be okay.
Your son came here.
Said?
Yes.
So, what did he want?
He asked what happened in the past between you and my mother. He wanted to know why you didn't get married then.
A few months after their engagement, all of a sudden everything went wrong. Layla started coming to Tehran on the pretext of visiting her pregnant sister. Mohsen got time off from the war once every 2 months. Then something happened between the two of them, and no one ever found out what it was.
But you know, don't you?
No, no one found out what happened. We were all waiting for Mohsen to come back from the war and then have the wedding ceremony.
But Father didn't come, did he?
Dad didn't come back and Layla left, and nobody found out what agreement they came to.
Agreement?
In spite of all the love and affection, Mohsen told Layla he couldn't come and see her anymore.
Why is that?
Because Layla had asked him to do something he couldn't agree to.
And what was that?
She told him she would only marry him if he stopped going to war and stayed in the city with her.
Was that all?
That's it. Layla was afraid something terrible would happen to Mohsen and she would lose him.
But she lost him anyway.
Yes. Mohsen told Layla that instead of asking him to stay, she should pray for the war to come to an end.
And then my father, who wanted to stand by his beliefs, told her he didn't want to see her again, huh?
After that, Mohsen stayed away longer, so long that when he came back, Layla had married someone else.
But Auntie, don't you agree that if his love for her was real, he would never have left her?
Are you really trying to compare yourself with your father?
Well, it's a fact, isn't it?
If the meaning of love is just feelings, then yes. Your father sacrificed his own feelings. He closed his eyes to his beloved to achieve something else. Not many people can do that. But with you...
Me what? I can't forget about the one I love. That's how I am.
Yes, you're the opposite of your dad. You're prepared to sacrifice everything for what you want.
Hello? That's right. Oh, hello, Mehran.
It was really good. I wish you had been there. I suggest that you and the kids take a trip there.
God willing, we will.
God willing. So, how are Vahid and Said?
Vahid's doing fine. He likes the new school. His studies and behavior are better.
What about Said?
Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
His friendship with that girl is making him more and more audacious. I know that girl very well, much more than before. A girl that has no restrictions in her life whatsoever. Whatever Rehane and Ali told him about her, I saw with my own two eyes.
Oh my God, no.
The latest is that she's provoking him to get his inheritance off of me. That hussy.
His inheritance?
Yeah. He came to the shop and asked me to sell the house and give him his share.
I'm sitting across the street in a black car. Turn around, you'll see me. That's it.
Hello.
Hello, Said. Good to meet you at last. Sasan has told me a lot of good things about you. What's up?
Everything's fine. Please excuse me for bothering you, though.
You have to excuse me. We are partners, aren't we? I should have come to see you first.
Did Sasan tell you about the problems I'm having?
He did, but not in great detail. So tell me, how much do you need?
Well, truth is, the amount I need is actually much more than my share.
Approximately.
60 million.
60 million? It's a large amount. Well, what can be done? You want to get married, and you don't have a job. How about we go for a drive then?
I don't have anything to do.
Hello, brother.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I hope God accepts your pilgrimage.
Thanks a lot. That's so very kind of you. I hope the pilgrimage was accepted. Wish you all could have been there.
Are you okay, brother?
Thank God.
Thank God. Am I interrupting you? I hope I'm not.
No, of course not. As I was saying, Said is being so stubborn, he's even been trying to find out things about my past.
He came to me too. He wanted information about Mohsen and Layla's past.
There you go.
All the better. As it happens, the problem is that your children don't know anything about your past. A past which is something to be proud of, not to be ashamed about.
Brother, I'm also worried about Said too.
We are all worried.
Lots of young men and women Said's age have similar problems.
And the real reason is that families are failing to cultivate good relationships with their children. And it's not just the families. There are lots of other people who play a role in making and destroying these children.
It was really very nice to see you. And don't worry about the money. I'll settle with you in the next couple days.
Thank you so much, but what about a job?
We'll arrange a time to talk about it.
Okay, great.
Cheers.
Hello, Marin. I'm just getting some fresh air. No, you haven't messed anything up. No, I'm not upset with you or Amini. Amini was just as I expected he would be. I'm just as angry at myself. I want to go home. Goodbye.
Mr. Karimi's son came here.
Said?
Unlike me, he's against you and his dad getting married.
So did he come here to tell you that?
No, he just came here to ask about you and his dad's past. I told him that it's your right to make a life for yourselves.
Well, until you're okay, I can't think of anything else.
Your loneliness really upsets me. He loves you very much. You should marry him.
Now I understand what you had to put up with. He's really very bullheaded. Just an unreasonable person who always wants to play the hero.
When it comes to Mohsen, everything gets messed up.
I didn't know he was supposed to come here.
Recently, he gives himself the right to become Layla's bulldog.
I'm not giving up so easily. These are the rules of the game. I didn't like it that I had to face your wife's brother.
My relationship with Mohsen is over. You'll get what's yours.
I heard his son is giving him quite a bit of trouble.
What have you got to do with his son?
Mohsen is just another Amini. Anytime you want to get one over on these kind of people, you have to know their weak points.
What have you got in mind, Marin?
Well, Sen.
Don't go near Said. Don't get this kid involved.
Why would I want to do that? Well, Sen has enough weak points himself.
I hope to God I won't have to do battle with him. I can't be bothered with pretentious people who are always after something.
Well, yes, same here. But for the time being, we have to deal with these kind of people. You showed consideration for Amini. If it were me, I would have threatened him so he'd own up. Then you would see him cave and offer you his services as he should. It's not too late, you know. Does that not make sense?
So you didn't take me for Amini for no reason?
I told you already then. When you see him, I'll tell you the reason.
No. Tell me now.
Your wife is back.
My wife has a key. Maybe it's Said. Hello,
Hello.
Said. Welcome, my son.
Hello, Mehran.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you?
Wait a minute. You know each other?
Oh, I saw him once with Sasan.
Aha, with Sasan.
Hello.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
Hello.
What's Mehran doing here?
What exactly do you know about Mehran? Was it something Mohsen told you?
Farhad, I told you I don't want you to see Mehran anymore.
He was in the area, so we dropped by to say hello.
That's all?
That's all.
And now you've introduced Said to him?
No, Said just arrived. You watch it, Marzia. These past few days you've been treating me like a child. You keep questioning me, and for what? I got away from Mohsen, now I have to tolerate you?
Today I went to see Layla.
Very good. I hope you didn't forget to take flowers and pastries.
I wanted to find out about her differences with Mehran.
Did you find out?
I did. It seems Mehran is really out to get her.
Have you heard Mehran's side of the story?
He was trying to get Layla's piece of land with forged documents.
Layla sold her piece of land to Mehran. Then she changed her mind when she found out it was worth more.
That's a lie.
Now your brother is encouraging her to breach the contract between them.
Farhad, I don't want you to take Mehran's side in this business.
Layla and Mehran's problems are their business, and my relationship with Mehran has nothing to do with them.
Were you aware of my friendship with Farhad?
Yeah, I've heard some things.
But I think it's better no one else finds out that we know each other. Farhad, mate, I have to go.
You should stay for dinner.
I've put you through a lot of trouble already.
Not at all.
Say goodbye to your wife for me.
Sure.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for coming.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bita! Bita, it's 9 o'clock!
So it's 9.
You haven't forgotten what we've arranged?
I'll leave the house whenever I want, and it has nothing to do with you. And don't keep watch over me. Go and do what the hell you like.
No problem. Go get lost and do what the hell you like.
What a nerve. You're wrecking your life. Wrecking your life, you fool! You've ended up a junkie!
Leave me alone. I'm not in the mood. Get lost!
Oh, yeah? You send me out early so you can smoke this filth? You idiot. Soon enough, your body will be full of worms. It'll mess up your brain.
If you're not careful, I'm gonna tell the whole world what you're up to, hear?
Shut your mouth, you piece of trash!
I should give you one of these so you'll realize...
Do it if you dare. I can set fire to your house, you know.
Go and get lost. Out of my sight. Move it!
Oh, I'm so scared. Please, please don't. Look, you cannot throw me out of here.
Yeah, we'll see. Get lost!
I'll go get the test results. I'll be back.
I have today. It's in your interests to contact me. Beta.
The doctor just said our blood doesn't match. This means we can't get married.
All the better.
I was joking. The doctor said we're a perfect match. My dear girl, can't you take a joke? Come on, I was teasing. Hey, I was joking.
What are you worried about, love? Everything will be okay. When you finish your work, I'll tell Mataj to come and see you. Yavor.
Okay, miss. You can be sure. The doors are locked and no strangers are coming in.
Very well, Yavor. Tell Mataj to look in on Saba.
Okay.
Sorry for taking so long.
That's okay.
I had to give everyone their orders.
Did Sabah realize?
I didn't say anything to her, but she realized that we didn't manage to come to an agreement with Mehran. She's a bit worried.
This worried feeling will only come to an end when we go to Mehran with a court order.
Of course, sir. But why are you shouting over a little bit of burnt rice? I mean, the next time you order, we'll send you rice which isn't burnt. It really doesn't call for all this fuss. Look, let me send you a delivery on the house. Okay? You're welcome. Gosh, what an act. Over two meals. It's taking up my time. You'd think he's bought the whole kitchen. Eat it. Don't eat it. Throw it away if you want. Hello? Can I help you? Yes, Miss Saba Kitchen. How can I help you? Yes, you wanted a kebab? No, we don't have sandwiches. No, we've got chicken kebabs. We've got yogurt.
Tell me, dear, where are you off to?
Layla's gone out. She said not to leave Saba on her own.
Well, don't go empty-handed. Take some juice, cake, or something.
Thank you.
What color is your balloon, Hasti? What color? Purple, isn't it?
Purple.
Yes, it is, love. Do you know how to throw it?
One, two, three.
Yeah, well done, my darling. Do you want to throw Mummy's one?
Look at Mummy and her daughter having a nice time. Hello. Don't be afraid. I won't hurt you.
How did you get in?
You know me. If I want something done, nothing in the world can stop me.
Stay away from me.
But we are husband and wife.
Not anymore. Leave me alone, Mehran. Let me get on with my life.
I still care for you, Saba.
Yeah. The marks from where you hit me are still there.
Consider them an act of love and affection.
I hate you so much. You are a dirty animal.
You are not well. Your hands are shaking. Haven't you had your medication?
Leave me alone. Go away, you trash.
Give me Hasti and go take your pills. Do you know where the checks and promissory notes are?
But I don't know anything. I swear I don't know nothing.
Oh yes, you do. If you just tell me where the checks and promissory notes are, I won't have anything more to do with you or Hasti.
Yeah, you're welcome. We have even better meals than
Yavor,
that.
Yavor, get up! Yavar!
There's a stranger in Layla's room. Get up!
A stranger?
Get up, go and see who it is upstairs. Run! Mashrohim!
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
Get out of my way, you move!
Hey, let go of her! What is it?
Do it! Move!
I agree, it's a bit strange. The owner decides then to sell his apartment, but because of Sasan, his tenant, and Farhad, he puts off selling it for 2 months. Interesting.
Brother, his comings and goings, and also his behavior, is worrying me more and more.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Uncle.
Hello, Zayn. Where have you been, sleepyhead?
Sorry, I should have come and seen you since you've been back from pilgrimage.
Forgot about me then. If you want your gifts, come here. I want to talk to you.
You tell me, do I have the right or not?
No.
You mean to tell me it's not a father's duty to get a house for his son?
And this is a father's responsibility?
I'm sorry, pretend I didn't say anything.
Look, Zayn, son, I was supposed to help you out. Understand?
Yes.
Tell me, Zayn, what's going on?
There's nothing going on. I want some money and to start my new life.
How much do you want?
You know better than I. If a person wants to get a 40, 50 square meter apartment, how much would it cost?
40, 50 million.
Or 60 meters?
Say 60 million. So you're looking for a flat to live in, right? So I will give you a flat.
You mean you'll buy one?
To buy or rent one? What's the difference? You can live in it as long as you want. That's all that you want.
Well, that's one of them.
What's the main one? Said, you think Bita is your soulmate, don't you? But your father doesn't think so.
We've spoken about this a lot.
Yes, we have, haven't we? Because of the friendship between us, tell me straight out what you want.
I need 60 million tomans.
So this is not really about getting married and having a house, is it?
No. I want to pay off the blood money Bita's father owes.
Blood money for Bita's father?
He was in a fight and unintentionally killed someone, and now he's on death row. I have to satisfy the victim's family.
Oh God, my nose. Well, it hurts,
stop,
you know.
Moaning and groaning. Oh,
what happened here? Where is Abba now?
She's upstairs in her room.
Don't worry, she's fine.
Who was it?
I told you on the telephone, I've never seen him before.
Don't worry about it. He came out of nowhere and I tried to stop him. I just don't know how he managed to hit me in the nose, but he did. Who on earth am I going to get compensation for my nose from? I don't know why, but everyone who comes in here goes and hits me in the hooter.
Sabha! Sabha! My darling, forgive me. Forgive me.
How is she? Was it Mehran? In addition to the checks and promissory notes, he has to answer for assault.
Your insolence has reached the stage where you intrude into my private property. No, you listen! I'm gonna take this to the end. You'll end up in prison both because of the checks and promissory notes and because of what you did!
It's very important to have Sabah's medical records reviewed. We must ask them to reconsider.
You shouldn't have damn well gone there!
Shab, I know perfectly well what I'm doing.
You know that if they take you to court, you'll be sentenced. Do you know that whatever happens there afterwards, first they'll come after you?
I'm not as stupid as you think. I know exactly what I want to do.
You don't realize the situation I'm in, Mehran.
Let's see what happens. I've just met Mohsen's son.
It's pointless, Said.
No, come on, no negative vibes. Uncle Reza wanted your dad's name and details. His crime, his file number, his block, in prison.
These are no use. We have to compensate the family.
I know, I told him, but Uncle Reza has a lot of friends. Maybe he can have a collection, get help from people somehow.
So what was your other news?
Other news is I spoke to Mehran.
And who's Mehran?
The one I told you about, the partner in the shop. The one in the same block as my auntie's husband, Sasan's friend.
Uh-huh, so?
He said he's prepared to give me my share in the shop. I'll call him and we can go and see him.
Now?
Yeah. He also said he can find jobs for us.
Okay, but I'm busy. I have to go somewhere.
Where to?
Well, I have to go and see a relative.
So we'll leave it for tomorrow.
So what do you think about it?
I really don't have any idea. As soon as I try to talk to him, he gets angry.
Well, maybe he really has made him a job offer.
What job, my dear Nima? He's an ex-convict.
All right then, Mother.
I'm really worried about this house.
I'll get it, okay? Don't you worry yourself. I'll go and visit Sasan and I'll get to the bottom of it. Hey there, Saeed.
Hello, welcome back.
Thanks.
Hello, Auntie.
Hello. Sit down, I'll pour you some tea.
No thanks, I don't want to bother you with Nima being here as well.
What's Nima got to do with it? You can both stay here for a few days.
In fact, I am looking for a house, Saeed.
There's room here for the both of you.
Have you fallen out with Uncle again?
No, we agreed to live separately.
If you've reached that point, it's very good.
Could you please not start Nima?
Have you heard anything from Sasan?
I haven't heard anything from anyone.
Thank you.
Not at all.
I'm telling you, I don't have any. Got it?
Sure. I know what you're up to. The sale of the apartment, the boutique.
Don't start licking your chops. Neither of them are mine.
Oh? So whose are they? Shada's? Very well. Hands up. You were craftier than me.
Bita, I want to marry her.
Really? Send me the invitation.
Sure thing.
Doesn't she know what she's in for?
Her, no. But if Saeed, God forbid, finds out about the relationship we had, what will happen then?
Oh, you are so stupid that you are comparing the lovesick, good-for-nothing boy with your rich Shada. So what if he finds out?
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. If I were you, I'd put the money on the table. I think there might be some sense left in you.
Very well. 5 million.
Five.
That's all I have.
You're getting mean. Although it's better than nothing, I guess, considering. Imagine if I had realized you had gone overseas without letting me know. I would have blown a fuse.
This was our last meeting, got it? You don't come after me. You don't call me. Or anything else. Are we agreed?
Yes, sir.
Very good.
Come off it. It just pulled the guy apart and the referee only gives him a warning?
Nah, it was a professional push.
What a chance for Adam Johnson to score his first goal for England on his first start.
Hello? Yes, that's me. Shada? What's come up for you to call me? You want to meet me? Haven't you got the wrong person? I can't now. Make it tomorrow. What's it about?
Changes at the start of the first half and debuts.
All right, what time and where?
Hello.
Hello. However much I thought about it, I just couldn't think of anything that could involve me and Bita that you would know about.
Do you recognize this? Isn't it that thingamajig that was attached to Bita's mobile?
How did you get a hold of it?
Me get hold of it? It was in Sasan's car.
Look, I'm not in the mood for games. Tell me straight out, what's going on here?
Were you with Beta yesterday?
What's it to you?
Were you or not?
I was.
Where were you at 5 in the afternoon?
At my aunt's house.
Listen to me, I'm being serious, Saeed.
I was really at my aunt's house.
And where was Beta?
What are you getting at?
Please, Saeed, it's important.
I don't know. She said she had to go somewhere.
Huh. Yeah, she did. I was there in the coffee shop. She was meeting Sasan.
What?
Sasan gave her an envelope with money in
You're
it.
You're totally talking rubbish.
Saeed, for God's sake, I don't want to finish with Sasan. We'd done everything for going abroad. I don't want to mess it all up.
Tell me about Beta.
Saeed, please, please stop her. They've been in contact since the time you brought her to the boutique.
Now listen, if you want to pull one over on Sasan Wild, this is nonsense.
I'll prove to you that this is true. They were sat at this very table. Do you know this number? Beta called Sasan a few times and then sent him a text. I don't think he's deleted it yet. But Saeed, please don't get me involved yet.
You love her, don't you? Do you want to marry her?
Son, you've closed both your eyes and
ears. You have to be sure that this girl can make you a happy man.
You're suspicious of me.
This thing that you call love has made you blind.
I don't think that girl is any good.
Neither of you will be the first or last for each other.
This girl
I mean,
is
a girl
no
who wants to get
you.
Married doesn't just become friends with a boy.
When she gives you the green light, she might find other friends, too.
It's obvious that you've fallen for her. That's why you don't believe me.
You are so taken by this girl that you're prepared to fight with your close friend?
Because you are blind and deaf.
But I can see.
I can fall again, I'm sardam to kari badanam kardi ke fikrasham nemi kardam chosun dil buridi asteli ke paye to gire kazin batsaram bashi vase to nafasesh mire nemi tarsam age gogi domun bi asar mishe همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر داره که حتی از تو چشماشو یه لحظه بر نمیداره داری از دست من میری با دستای خودت داری همه خستیم و میگیری دعا کردم تو رو بازم با چشمی که نخوابیده مگه میزار دلتنگی مگه گریه همون میده مریضم کرده تنهایی ببین حالم پریشونه عشق می‌ریزم که برگردی به این
خدا نزدیک تر میشه تو رو دست